Well, on the Ag Show today, we are talking to Joni Wakowicz. She is the Executive Director of Ag Safe Alberta. This week is Ag Safety Week across Canada. And I guess first question for you here, Jody, is with Ag Safe Alberta. Why don't you kind of take us through a little bit what sort of all you guys do out there?
Okay, so Ag Safe Alberta was formed from the commodity groups back in 2016 when we were dealing with the Bill 6 and what those changes meant on farm. And so what they did was come up with our society, who is there to support farms and ranches in understanding legislation and working towards getting some of that stuff happening on farms so that they can meet what the requirements are.
Of course, the agriculture world and really almost everything else in the world over the last year has been a very interesting place to be. Of course, it was a little over a year ago that the pandemic kind of started. Now, what kind of an effect has sort of the pandemic had when it comes to sort of the agricultural safety side of things?
You know, it's been a big part of what we do because we're always talking about safety, but certainly, you know, PPE is a big part of safety and trying to find, you know, N95s or KN95 masks. I mean, farms always needed those before. And so when we have a shortage and are still trying to find those to do things like cleaning out our bins and working in, you know, dusty barns or those sorts of things where we need to manage that. So trying to help find some of those, trying to help create information pieces on, you know, how to wear them, how to properly fit them, because that's a big part. If it's not properly fitting, it's not doing the job. And so working with farms even to, you know, how do we assess employees to, you know, show up at work and make sure that we're screening them properly so that we don't try to spread COVID through the farm or you know, affect how we're doing the work that we need to get done.
And of course, we talked about, you know, when it comes to ag safety, you know, most people think of, you know, like the physical things, like we've been, you know, like with the equipment and, you know, working with, you know, tractors and stuff like that. But what about on sort of the mental side of things? Because, you know, there's probably, you know, can be a challenging time sometimes for farmers out there, and that can cause a lot of stress and anxiety and whatnot. What kind of things do you guys sort of have when it comes to sort of mental health for helping farmers there?
That's a great question. And certainly as an employer, you're responsible for ensuring some of that mental health and wellness amongst your employees and you know, helping them if they run into issues or problems. So trying to build some resources around supporting employers on that side of things. But we've also signed an agreement with the University of Guelph, and we are now able to deliver their In the Know mental health literacy program. So we're just in the process of getting that all set up and built and ready to launch. They've been doing some virtual sessions of that over the last few months in Manitoba, so we're hoping to bring some of that forward, but also hoping that some of the restrictions get lifted soon and we're able to do those workshops in person, because we all feel a lot better when we get to see people these days.
Yeah, I could definitely agree with you on that fact. So when it comes to you're talking about some of the resources that you guys, how exactly can farmers out there, you know, access some of these sort of safety resources and whatnot that you have available out there?
Okay, well, a great place to get started is on our website, agsafeab.ca, and we have, you know, some quick starts on there. We have some manuals, some forms that can help you to build some of those resources. We also have a portal where you can log in and take some safety training. We have some PPE and WMIS courses and things like that to support farms and ranches. The other thing we have is a second website that we've just launched called take11.ca. And what we've got there is 11 letters that spell farmers care. And with those letters, we identify opportunities to save lives and prevent injuries on farms. So, for example, the F stands for fall from heights. So taking a moment to stop and say, where are the places that someone could fall from heights on our farm, and what can we do to make things a little safer? And it's not always, you know, attaching harnesses or things, you know, some equipment doesn't allow us to do that, or some of it's older and doesn't work that way, but just taking a moment to stop and think about what are the other options that we could do to make sure someone's safe. The next letter, for example, is air quality. And so, you know, I just finished talking about masks and our ability to make sure that those fit and that we're not getting people inhaling stuff that could longer term down the road cause something like farmers' lungs. So certainly check out take11.ca and some of those letters and see what you can get happening on your farm.
Sounds like there's a lot of stuff out there to help people in agriculture stay safe out there. Jody Wakowicz, Executive Director of AgSafe Alberta, thanks for joining us here today.